USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Time Magazine announcing its Persons of the Year this year, minutes ago saying it will honor journalists whose work has cost them their freedom or their lives. Among them, they are assassinated Saudi journalist and Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi, two jailed Myanmar reporters, and the five people of the Capital Gazette of Annapolis, Maryland, killed by a gunman earlier this year. President Trump is considering a short list of people to succeed John Kelly as his chief of staff, as Kelly's to leave at the end of the year.
North Carolina Congressman Republican Mark Meadows asked by reporters on Capitol Hill if he's been asked to fill the slot, Meadows issuing a written statement saying, "The president has a long list of qualified candidates, and I know he'll make the best selection for his administration."
USA Radio's Robin Walensky, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Jared Kushner is a senior advisor to President Trump as well as his son-in-law, and last night he gave an update to Hannity on Fox about his efforts to end the conflict in the Middle East between Israel and the Palestinians.
You shouldn't be hijacking your children's future because of your grandparents' conflict, and this is a conflict that's been going on for way too long, and the way that people are living in Gaza and in the West Bank right now is not acceptable, and there's a lot we can be doing to improve their quality of life, but it comes with resolving some of these core issues. And it's not just the Israelis that want it, it's not just the Palestinian people who want it, it's all the people I speak to throughout the entire Middle East.
Mexico's now looking to invest $30 billion on Central American development over the next 5 years, saying it would help slow migration. The Mexican Foreign Ministry saying in a tweet the country will change its migration policies to respond to the needs required in the south of that country as well as Central America. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Thousands of people in the southeast still without power after a huge wintry storm. More than 325,000 homes and businesses across six states lost power when that storm was beating down on the region on Sunday into yesterday. Most of the remaining outages are in North Carolina. It could be a day or two before all the lights are back on. Cities in the Carolinas and Virginia getting anywhere from 11 to 14 inches of snow from the storm that continues to make air travel difficult, as over 1,000 flights were canceled yesterday and thousands more were delayed, and it's taking some time for the air travel system to get back on track. The CDC is reporting a record number of cases of a polio-like disease. This year, there are 158 confirmed cases of acute flaccid myelitis, or AFM. The disease, which mainly affects kids, traumatizes the nervous system and leaves many of them paralyzed. The CDC, which is still investigating 153 more possible AFM cases, does not know the cause of the disease or the reason for this year's sudden peak. And Delta Airlines is banning emotional support animals on flights longer than 8 hours. The airline is banning puppies and kittens altogether. Delta announcing it won't allow animals younger than 4 months to be support animals on any flights. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.